This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The European Commission said Friday it had reached a deal in principle to allow the transit of Ukrainian grain to resume through five European Union countries that had imposed restrictions. VOA's Marissa Melton tells us more.
Bulgaria, Hungary, Poland, Romania, and Slovakia cited concerns that grain from Ukraine meant to be exported to other countries had ended up in their local markets, which was pushing down prices for local farmers. The European Commission vice president said in a tweet Friday that the deal includes safeguard measures for four products: wheat, maize, rapeseed, and sunflower seed. The five countries became transit routes for Ukrainian grain that could not be exported through the country's Black Sea ports because of Russia's invasion. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
North Korea has issued now insults to U.S. President Joe Biden in his slamming a defense agreement with South Korea. Details from AP correspondent Norman Hall.
The powerful sister of North Korea's leader says her country would stage more provocative displays of its military might in response to a new U.S.-South Korean agreement to intensify nuclear deterrence to counter the North's nuclear threat. Kim Yo-jong insists the agreement shows extreme hostility toward Pyongyang. She also lobbed personal insults toward President Biden, who, after a summit with South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol on Wednesday, stated that any North Korean nuclear attack on the U.S. or its allies would result in the end of whatever regime took such action. Norman Hall, Washington.
Russia has fired more than 20 cruise missiles and two drones on Ukraine in attacks that killed at least 23 people. Three children were among the dead. Most of the victims died when two cruise missiles slammed into an apartment building in central Ukraine early Friday. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Brazil's president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, has approved the creation of six indigenous territories. First such move after a five-year hiatus in indigenous demarcation. His action delivers in part on a campaign promise and also serves to help protect critical Amazon rainforests from commercial exploitation. His predecessor, far-right President Jair Bolsonaro, had suspended indigenous demarcation in deference to agribusiness interests that opposed it. The largest of the areas recognized Friday as the Amazon, the world's largest tropical forest and a critical factor in the world's ability to sequester carbon and stem climate change. Sudanese residents say heavy explosions and gunfire rocked parts of Sudan's capital and its twin city despite the extension of a fragile truce between the county's rival top generals. The military and the rapid support forces traded accusations of violating the ceasefire on Friday. Meanwhile, in a UNICEF video, Donag Ladue, who is chief of communications in Chad, sketches the scene at the village of Kufrun in Chad, close to a Sudanese town, and as safety and steady stream of refugees cross the border river.
I am now right on the border with Sudan. What you see behind me is Sudan, and you see a constant massive movement of people going in and out of the next town in Sudan, which is just across what is a river during the rainy season, but it's completely dry now.
Multiple short truces have stopped the fighting. The U.S. Army has grounded all of its non-critical flight missions until pilots can receive new training. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn tells us why.
The safety stand down comes in the wake of Thursday's deadly mid-air collision between two Army Apache helicopters returning from a training mission over Alaska. There was also a crash last month in Kentucky that killed nine soldiers. All aviation units are ordered to review the maintenance of their aircraft, pilot training, and safety precautions. An Army spokesman says the suspension of air operations is effective immediately. Active duty units will undergo new training the first week of May, while reserve units will have until May 31st. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Biden administration is announcing new measures meant to stop migrants from illegally crossing the U.S.-Mexico border, both by cracking down on those who do come and by creating new pathways meant to offer an alternative to the dangerous journey. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.